say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yep, and then start the other thing, the Logitech right there. There you go, start that. And then make that small. And put the study back up. Let me do it. Okay. It won't make small. Oh, there we are. And where's the Word document?
Right there.
There we are.
Okay, we're going to have to start with the other camera rolling. For glasses.
Okay, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kaha Chaber Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And here we go on today's holy day, Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom. There's my website, there's my phone number if you need to contact me, and there's my email if you need to write me. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard. Today is July 11, 2026. God has his own calendar. Today is the fourth month, no name. It's the 25th day. I want to do a little talk today about exalted. It can be a good or bad thing. Exalt means to lift up, glorify, praise, honor. So, let's examine this. Psalm 18 says, Jehovah lives, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted, lifted up. Here's Psalm 21, be thou exalted, Jehovah, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise your the power. Here's Psalm 34. Oh, magnify Jehovah with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen. We lift up God's name together. Here's Psalm 37. Wait on Jehovah, keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. God's going to cut off the wicked. Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. God's going to be exalted, and I will be exalted in the earth. That's God. Psalm 57 says, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. Amen. Be you exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let thy glory be above all the earth. Amen. Here's Psalm 89. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Amen. For you are the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. Amen. That's right. Then you spake in vision to thy Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. That's David. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. His head. Amen. Horn means head. Proverbs 14 says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalts folly. You don't want to do that. You don't want to exalt folly. Here's Proverbs 17. He loves transgression that loves strife, and he that exalts his gate seeks destruction. So a person that does that, they seek destruction. Go to some Gospels. Here's Matthew 11. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in you have been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. Here's Matthew 23. Whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. So we want to be humble before God. Psalm 12. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Yeah. Isaiah 14. Jehovah will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel, will set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Jehovah for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that Jehovah will give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from the hard bondage wherein you were made to serve. Then you shall take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how had the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? Jehovah had broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people with wrath, with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinders. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you are laid down, no fellow has come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto you, are you become weak as we? Are you become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under you, and the worms cover you. This is who we're talking about. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? That's the devil, Lucifer. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's what Satan said. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He's just the devil. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the whole earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, and that opened not the house of his prisoners? All kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But you, Satan, are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as a remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, to go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. You shall not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Amen. That's right. Now we'll move to Ezekiel. Ezekiel says, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus said the Lord Jehovah, because thine heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am God, and I sit in the seat of God, and in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel, and there is no secret that can hide from you. With your wisdom and with thine understanding, you have gotten you riches, and have gotten gold and silver into your treasures. By your great wisdom and by your traffic have you increased your riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore thus said the Lord Jehovah, because you have set your heart as the heart of God, behold, I will bring strangers upon you, and the terrible of the nations. And they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and they shall defile your brightness. They shall bring you down to the pit, and you shall die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Will you say before him that slays you, I am God? But you shall be a man and no God in the hand of him that slays you. You shall die the debts of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have said, I have spoken it, said the Lord Jehovah. Moreover, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tarsus, and say unto him, Thus said the Lord Jehovah, You seal up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis and the topaz and the diamond and the beryl, the onyx and the jasper and the sapphire and the emerald and the carbuncle, the gold and the workmanship of your tablets, of your pipes were prepared in the day that you were created. That was the devil, he was created. He was the anointing cherub that covers, that protected. He used to protect. I have set you so. You was upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you, sin. By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence. And you have sinned, therefore I'll cast you as profane out of the mountain of God. And I'll destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I'll cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings, and that they may behold you. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities and by the iniquity of your traffic. Therefore I bring forth a fire from the midst of you, it shall devour you. And I'll bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. And they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror and never shall be any more. And this is talking about the Antichrist here. This is Daniel 11. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. This is the anti-Messiah. And shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Then we'll go to Thessalonians real quick. 2 Thessalonians. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, and by the gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us that the day of Messiah is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. One day when they build the temple. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholds, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and with the brightness of his coming. He's going to destroy with the brightness of his coming. He's going to destroy Satan. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Yeshua the Messiah himself, and God, even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. This is not a long study today, but I wanted to bring something across to you about being exalted. So remember, exalted can be good or bad. God, exalt God and not yourself. Amen. Praise Yah and Shabbat Shalom. So I'll stop that. I'll stop this right here.